You are carrying the light. The creator. The one that came from the third heaven and was assigned to arrest the darkness. God is three in one. Now listen, each member of the Godhead is equal to the other members. Let's selah that for a moment. You have to be honest with me. Isn't it a little like, man, whew, my mind. The same one that created everything. The same one in whom all things consist. There's a spirit in you that raised his body from the dead. That was assigned in Genesis 1 and 2 to leave the third heaven, to come down into the darkness and to brood over the water, over the judgment of darkness, and begin restoration, begin bringing it back to what God had planned and purposed for it. And that same Holy Spirit is dwelling in us. What is man? Who are we? That God would come and indwell us. See, that's why Satan is so jealous and envious and hateful of you. He never had a position like this. He never had the favor of God like this. And he was a high-ranking angel. Did you know why? One of the reasons he wants to embody people, demons get into people, because again, angels are limited in their scope, in their activities, in their assignment. They were created where they cannot grow. You ain't gonna find an angel 5 feet tall, and then a year later, they done grow to 6 feet. No, they are what they are for eternity. But when they observe man with their diabolical plans and strategies and agendas, they said, there's something about man. Man is not limited as we are limited. If we can get control of man, if we can get control, see, because man can joke around. Man can make movements that don't amount to anything. You know, man has a freedom that we don't have. Man can move about over here and move about over there. If he decides to go there, he can go there. We are not like that. We are not of that class. We have an assignment we must stick to. If we can get a hold of man, if we can control man, then we can spread exponentially our agenda. And the moment that started happening and man began to side with him, they began to take over the earth again. Up until the flood, where there was only one left. I mean, God's always got the ram in the thicket. You can get him down to one, but he'll never get down to zero. It'll never be game over. Amen? So we see here, no member of the Godhead is more important or has greater attributes than the others. What a reverence that ought to wrought in our heart. Holy Spirit, we ought not to want to grieve him. Grieving him is grieving the Father, is grieving Jesus. Amen. Each member, though, has taken on different responsibilities. Jesus Christ, the Son, created all things. Do you understand that? Just so you know, in the book of Colossians, let me read that to you so it makes real good sense to you. Because God the Father is not the one that created. God the Son. You see, and because he did create everything, all of God's dealings with man are through the Son. That's why when people try to get to God without the Son, they are the same as a thief or a robber. And that's not just in the Gospels of the New Testament. That's in Genesis 1. All of God's dealings with man are through the Son. No one can approach the light. It's a light that no man can approach. Only way we can approach God is through Jesus. Remember, Jesus told his disciples, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Show us the Father and it will suffice us. He said, if you've been with me for so long, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. I and my Father are one. Look at God. Let me read this in Colossians for you, just so again that you have it. Okay, in chapter 1, yes, verse 15. Thank you. Chapter 1, verse 15. The Bible talking about the preeminence of Christ, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, okay? And that are in heaven, all things that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones, dominions, principalities, or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Okay? So it's Jesus who is the creator of all things. Now, each member has taken on different responsibilities. Jesus Christ, the Son, is the creator. We see the Holy Spirit of God move. To move, it means to effect change. In the Hebrew context of that word, to effect change, to influence, and to provide power. This is the role of the Holy Spirit. Part of the Holy Spirit's moving was to renew and regenerate the corrupted creation. We find this same type of work by the Holy Spirit in the New Testament in Titus 3, verse 5, which says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. Look at what he says. By the washing of regeneration of the Holy Ghost. In other words, the assignment for the Holy Ghost here, when it pertains to fallen man, the Holy Spirit regenerates and renews fallen man. That's what he's done for us. He's regenerated. We are regenerated. We are renewed. We've been born again. How? By the Holy Spirit. Not through religion, not through church, not through this, that, or the other. It was the Holy Spirit that has regenerated us and renewed us and even saved us. We are born again because of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit regenerates and renews in Genesis 1, the fallen earth, the fallen creation. He's there in the beginning. So there we are comparing scripture with scripture. In Titus, we see him regenerating and renewing. In Genesis 1 and 2, we see him regenerating and renewing. Same throughout all the scriptures. That's Holy Spirit's assignment. And we compare the spiritual things with spiritual. 1 Corinthians 2:13 says, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. It's important in your studies to be accurate. You know, don't just listen to something on the news or just something somewhere else. Compare scripture to scripture. In other words, compare the spiritual with the spiritual. If it's God moving in a spiritual way, giving you a contextual understanding about something, there's going to be something you can compare it to in the scripture. To see this is how God works. Then you can bank on that. You can stand on that. You can take that to the bank, so to speak. Because you are comparing spiritual with spiritual. Not spiritual with natural. Spirit with spirit. David writes about the renewing of the spirit in the book of Psalms. Psalm 104, verse 30. Thou sendest forth thy spirit. They are created. And thou renewest the face of the earth. David, the psalmist. If you read some of the psalms that God gave to him and the revelation that he received, he wasn't just a little psalmist out there playing the guitar. God was giving him revelation of who he was. And he saw God sends forth his spirit and they are created to recreate, to rejuvenate, to renew. This verse speaks about the moving, creating, and renewing of the Holy Spirit as it happened in the past. The Holy Spirit was sent forth to create and renew the face of the earth. In order to renew the earth, it must have been in a good state once and then fallen from that state. Do we get this? We've only studied all this time we've been together. We've looked at two verses. I never thought it could be. But two verses. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. Amen? In order to renew the earth, it must have been in a good state. The earth God created in the beginning was perfect and it fell, thus needing to be renewed. In Genesis 1, 3 through 5, and God said, let there be light. Notice, he wasn't creating light. God is light. No need to create light. He had to create darkness to fill the place where he removed his light from. God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, say that with me, and God said. Say it again, and God said.
And God said.
Say it one more time,
and God said.
And God said. Here we have the first spoken words of God. Let there be light. My prayer is that we will all grasp, even if a measure of it, of what God is saying here and how this has affected all of creation. It's God the Father who's speaking here, okay? It's the Father's will that is being spoken. Within the first three verses of the Bible, we are introduced to God the Son in verse 1, God the Holy Spirit in verse 2, God the Father in verse 3, and Satan in verse 2. Now, I want you to see this as pertains to not just physical darkness, but spiritual darkness. See, God dealt with the physical darkness on day 4. When he said, we'll create a greater light to rule the day and a lesser light to rule the night. And he hung the stars to shine in the night. He dealt with physical darkness. Here he's not dealing with physical darkness. Get into that frame of mind and you'll see. He's not dealing with physical darkness. He's dealing with spiritual darkness. That's why God said, let there be light. Not some kind of light shows up. But he's addressing something that's taken place. And the light is coming back to take over the place that the darkness had filled. And again, we're not talking physical darkness here. We're talking spiritual darkness. Stay close. Within the first three verses, we see all three and we see Lucifer. The Godhead is clearly declared in the beginning of the Bible. One thing that Islam emphatically preaches is that there is no triune God, that there's only God. And he's not an intimate God at all. He's a God of judgment. That's why they feel that they can do what they do to humankind.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.